Welcome again to another episode of EC Convos. Of course, my name is Eric, and this is part two of the two-part episode that I did with Angie from the Sincerely Angie podcast. Y'all, it continues to be an amazing conversation. I ask her a few more questions about some things, and she gets a little bit more detailed and get a little bit more personal too as well, which is pretty much unprecedented with Angie. I love her to death, and she is continuing to be a shining light. So check out this second part of the interview or the conversation that I had with Angie from the Sincerely Angie podcast. Do you have a comfortable routine that always helps you feel better? A comfort routine, I mean, that always helps you feel better?
I guess it would go back to the, like, the napping and stuff, but a routine, I think, for lack of better words, my whole life is a routine. I am a creature of habit.
Right.
And then sometimes if I step outside of my comfort zone or my norm, I do feel not really frazzled, but I'm on edge because I'm like, wait, you know, it's not what I'm used to. And so a comfort routine, I would say, is when I intentionally take the time out to do like the self-care things that I don't do on a daily basis, like the extra exfoliating the face or the mask and the mister and the, when you sit in front of the steamer and everything.
Steamer, yeah.
When I do that, that is a feel-good thing for me. I feel soft. I feel fresh. I feel free. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How often do you do that, though?
I just did it in March because of getting ready to go out of town and everything. But before that, it may have been like December. So maybe I would say quarterly.
Every quarter? Once a quarter?
Okay. I would say that, yeah.
And you would take a full day to do it or just like a couple of hours?
A few hours, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, cool.
Because my whole life, and I'm honestly speaking, my whole life is a...
It's structured.
It's structured, but it's also, my whole life is a, not necessarily a vacation, but it's not high strung. I don't rush anywhere.
Yeah.
Like if I'm running late, I'm running late, but I'm not going to get frazzled because I'm running late. I'm not going to beat myself up if I slept all day. Like my whole life is easy peasy. I don't put too much pressure on myself because I'm very disciplined. So if I don't do something, it's going to get done. It just didn't get done that day. But I'm going to make sure that because at the end of the day, it's just me. I have goals, and if I don't do it and I keep prolonging it, then it's not going to get done.
It's not going to get done, yeah.
I'm definitely very structured and disciplined, but I'm not stressing about anything. Peace resides within me, so
yeah.
With work, I'm not stressing about work. If I take off, I know that they're going to get the shift covered, and if I sign up for overtime, I know that I'm going to go in for the shift. Like my whole life is just very chill.
It's chill. And you know what's sad about that now is here in America, we are, a lot of Americans don't view life that way.
No.
They view life, I was literally just talking to somebody about that earlier today. They view life as hustle or die. Like you gotta hustle. You gotta get to it.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
People really believe in that grind culture. And it's like, so when do you rest? And, you know, if you passed away today or tomorrow, life is still going to go on.
Yep.
Like,
the world doesn't stop because of you.
And you did all of that for what?
You
know, so I know it's bad, though. And I see it and I hear it. And I'm just like, you do know that there's more to life than making money. Like, I know money helps. But when I see people chasing a dollar, I'm just like.
Time is everything. Patience is everything. Your life is everything.
Yeah.
So you have to take advantage of it, and you have to. And again, sleep. You got to go to sleep, y'all.
And what people don't do, they don't live in a moment.
No,
oh,
they
my
don't.
Goodness.
They don't.
I don't know if you saw. Did you? I don't know if you read my last blog post, but when I was in Aruba, and I went to the clear boat kayak to take the picture. So when I turned over in the kayak, I looked down purposely, intentionally. The guy was giving us like poses and telling us what to do. I don't even know if the man was talking to me, but I said, when am I ever going to be in a clear boat looking in the bottom of the ocean?
The bottom of the ocean.
And so I took that time. I was intentional and I looked and I could see the debris floating and I could see the sand. And I just was like, wow, I'm in Aruba on my birthday in a clear boat looking at the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
And I took that time and I was intentional. And that moment, it was a core memory for me for Aruba. Now I'll always remember that moment. And I was intentional about it. And so many people just, they're always on go. They don't pay attention to the small things. And I've had moments like that. I'm not even about to lie and say that I did. I've had moments where I've driven home from work and I'm like, did I stop at the stop sign? Was there a red light in my path?
Because you have so many things.
You're so locked in. You did not even pay attention to stop signs, red lights. Not that you may have ran them, but you weren't cognizant. You weren't aware of those things in the moment or in that drive home because you were preoccupied with your thoughts or whatever. And a lot of people live their life on go like that.
On autopilot. Or on go. Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Autopilot is the best word for it. Like 100%. They're just floating and coasting through life. And not in the sense of like the hippie of life is groovy, everything. No, I mean, their mind is preoccupied. They're not present at all.
You know what's funny? Somebody mentioned once before to me, if time is flying by, what happened to the days or whatever? If life is flying by for you, that means that you're not living the life that you need to be living.
Yes.
That means that you're on autopilot, and that means every single day of your life is the exact same. Yes. So that's why it always feels like it's speeding by, day by day, week by week, or whatever. And so that's why you have to be able to stop for a second and enjoy where you are.
Yes.
I was on my way here. I was on my way from Texas or whatever, and I went the back way through Louisiana to go to Mississippi, and I passed through, Vicksburg, I think? It's like right at the border, the Texas and Louisiana border.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sorry, the Louisiana...
Mississippi
border. Yeah, my bad.
Not Texas.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I was going over a bridge, and I was just... And they had like a body of water, and I'm just sitting there like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
This is life. You know.
And let me tell you, he texted me earlier this week, if it wasn't yesterday, and he said, he took some photos or some shoots. What you say? Some amazing shots today or something.
Yeah.
I said, send me your favorite nature shot. And he sent me a bunch of shots.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Let me tell you what I just got from my cousin recently.
Mm-hmm.
What she sent to me. Hopefully it doesn't make a sound. It shouldn't. But she... you can cut that out.
You're good. You're good.
So let me tell you what she sent to me. She sent me a post. And in the post, they were talking about people who take pictures of sunsets and skylines and stars and all the things. And she said, I immediately thought of you. You always capture beautiful things around you. And I responded to her, and then she said, I love how you admire God's blessings and take time to capture it.
Yep.
It speaks volumes. And she said, yesterday I saw me secretly recording you in Africa doing just that. I said, God, you watching me, huh? Because it was right after that when I came across that video. So basically, she notices that I admire the small things in life, and that I take the time out to admire them. Like I'm looking at these purple flowers up here, and I'm wondering, I wonder if Eric gonna take a picture of that, because he takes pictures of the most random things, but they're so beautiful. But I also do the same thing, and it's just how am I gonna let that beauty pass me by?
Right.
No, I'm gonna give it the energy and the time it deserves. Like, hey, I see you.
I agree with you, and that. I didn't even notice that, but you know what? I'm going to take a picture of that, and that's going to be the thumbnail for our
podcast. Perfect.
I love that.
Perfect. And I think you should get it to where those palm trees are in, like, the background.
Yes.
Like, blurred in the background. But I know you're going to do your thing.
I'm going to have you take the picture.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not tall enough.
Oh, my goodness. Look, we got chairs out here. So, yeah, you can stand on the chair right quick.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah.
But you're right. Like, I mean, we must, especially in this climate, we must take time to enjoy what life has in front of us.
And that's also a mental health.
It
helps your mental health when you stop and don't worry about the bills, don't worry about the kids, don't worry about the car trouble, don't worry about work. You just take that moment and appreciate whatever is in front of you for that moment.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
It helps your mental for real.
I agree.
Because life, I know we were not put here to be stressed in every single day. So, I'm going to take the time out and those, what was it, a mental reset?
Mental reset, to do a comfort routine or a mental reset. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna find a way to do it intentionally and unintentionally, just based off of my habits. It's gonna get done.
It's gonna get done. And that kind of goes back to what you said earlier about how, you know, a mindset. It all starts with your mindset. You have to make the decision to
intentionality. Yes.
To do
you
it.
You have to be intentional about it.
You have
it.
To say, you know what? Let me go outside and touch grass.
Yes.
You know, let me go outside and just breathe. Let me go outside and get some sun.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do something. Or even if I'm not outside, even if it's raining outside, let me stay inside and do something.
Yes.
And do something that I enjoy doing, whether it be read a book, whether it be, you know, watch your favorite TV show, whether it be something, but do something with intention.
Yes.
Because that's the only way that you can get through this chaotic life that we have. Because like you said earlier, everybody's life is chaotic, you know? But what are you going to do? Are you going to allow it to continue to consume you, that chaos to consume you?
Yep.
Or are you going to turn a new leaf and say, you know what? Everything is all good.
Yep. And then another thing is, we get so consumed with life that we forget the things that we like. Like, if you like to walk around the house in a robe, that makes you feel pretty.
Yes.
Go and put on a robe.
Go put on a robe.
It may be the simplest thing. Or if you like to dance and you haven't danced in a while, put on your favorite song and dance like nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Nobody's literally watching. But do it because it heals something inside of you.
It does.
It repairs something inside of you that's broken and you don't even realize it. But those things have healing powers. Like you mentioned, the sun and touching grass, literally healing powers in that. Just letting the sun sit on your face.
Yeah.
Touching grass, feet to ground, feet to grass,
feet
like
to grass.
Putting your feet touching a tree. All of that has healing powers. It's the nature. It's from God. You just have to take a moment out and actually do those things.
You do. I did that when I took those pictures and I sent them to you. I did that. I said, you know, because I had all kind of things to do. I was like, you know, I got to get this done. I'm off today. Let me get this done. Let me get that done. I said, nope. I'm doing none of these things.
Yep.
I'm actually going to be in my little community or whatever, and I'm just going to enjoy. I'm going to take pictures of boring things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went outside, I got on my little bike, rode my bike to the little communal area or whatever, and then just started taking pictures of stuff.
Yeah.
So it works.
Yeah.
But all right. Almost done.
Okay.
Got a couple more.
Okay. I like these.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. These are actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, what is the one thing you've learned about people through your podcast?
One thing I've learned about people through the podcast.
Yeah. Whether it be, now, it can be where the people that guest on your episode, or it can be people who've reached out to you and said, hey, I listened to your podcast and...
Well... I don't like to be negative, but the one thing I did notice, and it kind of is a negative, is that people didn't actually listen to it. They just saw that there was a podcast and it could be a guest.
Yeah.
And I think it was the exposure that, you know, if I come on, that's more eyes or whatever, but they hadn't actually listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I explained to them, you know, hey, this is what it is or whatever, they're like, oh, okay. Because they didn't listen to it. And I didn't like that, but I'm like, you know, I just go with it. I noticed that, but also this was like early on when people didn't really know what podcasts were.
Yeah. Now everybody knows what one is.
Yeah. It's only in the last couple of years, podcasts have been more popular because most of them are video now. They're not audio. Mine's is still old school where it's, I said mine, not mine. I know it sounded like I said mine. I said mine is still audio only. Because I hate when people say mine's. But anyhow. Mine is still audio only. But that's what I did notice. And I'm like, it kind of like, I felt like, oh, like you didn't even.
You didn't even get anything out of it. Yeah, you just agree with me having one, and you know,
and
you just clicked it or whatever. But
I get it. You know, people want to, especially if they have something they want to sell, they want the exposure. I get it. I just wish that they would listen. So, because I think that, you know, but it's
there's fine. Something there for everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I hope that wasn't a Debbie Downer's answer.
Well, no, I don't think so, because I think when it's all said and done, you know, everybody has their own intentions.
Yeah.
So if they are listening to it with those type of intentions, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the bright side, it's still a listen. Mm-hmm. It's still a download, you know, and it still helps you with your, you know, with your numbers.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, though, it is a little hurtful, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm bringing you onto my podcast, you know, or I'm inviting you to listen to something or whatever that I've actually taken time to do. And you say, oh, that's cool. You did good. Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you remember that part when I said, oh, I must have missed that part.
Yeah.
That was the first 2 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I understand that. And it can be, yeah,
but
I understand.
But like I said, I get it because, you know, we live in a social media world where everything is content. Everybody wants exposure. Everybody wants to go viral. Everybody wants to have a voice or to say something, to put their voice on some type of platform or whatever. So I get it. I understand it. It's just, I would think, you know, let me at least listen to an episode first before I, you know, to say that, hey, I'm familiar with it.
Right.
But yeah.
You know, the one thing I don't care for when people say, when I'll ask somebody, hey, can you listen to it? And they'll be like, okay, yeah, cool. And then like maybe a couple weeks later or whatever, they never gave me feedback on it.
Yeah.
And it may be something, like, I'll give you one example real quick. I had a podcast where I was actually talking about, I was bigging up somebody in the podcast. And I say, hey, man, you know, I gave you a shout out or whatever. Listen to it and you get a chance. She said, oh, okay, cool. I'll do that or whatever. And so weeks passed by. And I knew if they would have listened to it, they would have immediately called me and be like, thank you. Because what you're trying to do, because what you're doing is helping me get my thing off the ground.
Yeah.
But they never even reached out. And I never even asked them about it or whatever.
Yeah.
Several weeks passed by and they still never even mentioned anything about it. So, but, you know, again, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all good.
It's rough, but
yeah, you don't want to. The issue is, you know, you don't want to give it too much thought because, you know, again, people have their own lives, people have their own things that they have to deal with, and then you have your own thing that you're dealing with. So you don't want to give it too much thought or anything like that. So
yeah,
I get it.
Try not to. It's a human, a valid or I guess a natural human response.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
and I hope you're not talking about me.
No.
Let me tell you, there was one episode. March was busy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it showed up on my feed, and I'm like, I never saw this. And then I listened to it, and he actually did shout me out. And you were talking about the next upcoming Sin Explorer.
Yeah.
And
I'm
like, I'm going to be there for sure. But it was like 3 weeks since you had posted
episode. No, I wouldn't talk about you.
How did I miss this, though? It didn't show up on my feed.
Now, this was something that happened years ago. That happened many about a year ago it happened or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, okay, dude, okay, dog, I won't shout you off for nothing no more, dog. You good.
And I try my hardest to be the person I want others to be. You come out with something, every YouTube channel you've ever made, every website, I try and subscribe to it. I try and go to it and visit it
and you support
give you
it.
The yeah, I try my hardest because I would want somebody to do that to me because I'm almost 10 years in with the podcast and the website, and
that's crazy,
I have friends who, I didn't know you had a website. It's a domain that takes you to a place where you can find everything about me.
Right.
And you didn't know that? Like, but I know I don't promote myself as much as I probably should, but I have started wearing more shirts and stuff and cups and all of that has Sincerely Angie on it. But also as my friend, I would think
as my closest, as one of the closest ones in my circle,
the least you can do
is listen
and download, subscribe. Like, I have literal best friends, and they don't, and it's like
really.
But okay, but that's why I try and be that person. They say be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah.
So I do it with other people, and I hope that I'll get that in return, which I know I will, but that's why I do it. Not just because of that, but I truly want to support them. I mean, I always support financially, or I mean, I always be physically there, but the least I can do is subscribe.
Subscribe.
I can watch the video. I can comment on the video. I can like the video.
Right.
Subscribe to download the episodes. Like, that's the least I can do. If you're going to sit there and you can watch mukbangs and watch these people clean up a house all day long, but your friend...
Talk to them. Talk to them.
Let's... Come on.
Talk to them. You can sit up there and you can look at the shade room all day long. All day.
But
you can look at the shade
room. Your actual friend. But there's this guy. I don't know if you've seen him. J.J. Simmons. He does New Orleans on Fire. He has the spoon with the mic attached and he does the interview.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him. I've seen his videos before. Yeah.
So he had a video that he posted recently. He was like, let me tell y'all why y'all not going to get support from your friends. It's because they still see you as the person that they
before.
See,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
They don't, and I said, and I commented under the post and I said, that's true. I said, unfortunately, they're not going to sing your praises until either a celebrity does it or you pass away. That's really
that's
the
true.
Only time that your friends are going to come out like, oh, I know her and that's my. And I,
yeah.
They won't do that now because they still see you as that person. But let a celebrity or let you pass away, and now all of a sudden, she was the best and he was the best and it was the. Were they?
And you know, that's unfortunate because, you know, I was talking to somebody about that a few months ago about how I had a therapy session, and one of the things he told me was, you know, because I had the same issue with support, right? Mm-hmm. With people supporting me, people who were close to me not supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, well, at the end of the day, they're not going to support you as much because they still see you as this.
Mm-hmm.
So like kind of what that guy JJ said,
yeah.
Kind of on the lines of that too. And it's unfortunate because you are right here with me.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're right here with me and you see me hustling, you see me grinding, trying to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And you be like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's
yeah.
cool. You know, congratulations on that or whatever, whatever. But the minute I get picked up by somebody else, or the minute it gets picked up by somebody else, oh, dog, I already knew.
Yeah.
I was a firm listener. Yeah. I listened. And it's sad, man, because again, they only, because they know how you were before.
Yeah.
And they don't want to make any adjustment. But let you not support them.
Oh, it's a whole nother story.
Oh, let you not support.
And I saw on The House of David. Have you seen that TV show?
Mm.
The House of David. Have you seen Chosen, the TV show Chosen?
Mm. I haven't.
They're based on Jesus and out of the book of Matthew for Chosen, and then for House of David, obviously David in the
book
Bible.
Book of David, yeah.
But on the House of David, yes, on the House of David, they said a quote, and I put it in a draft of my folder. I just never wrote anything deeper into it, but the quote said, greatness is often dismissed by those closest to us.
Mm. Say it again, please, for the people.
Greatness is often dismissed by those closest to us, and it's a true statement. It literally, is it not here? No. I thought I wrote it down, but maybe it's on the it's in my draft on the podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a true statement. It's literally a true statement.
Greatness is often dismissed by the people closest to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is.
Wow. By those closest to
yep.
us. You know, That hit.
It's one of those things that is hurtful because it's like, but that's also, it's a slight term, but follow me. That's a trauma response. Now stay
yes.
with me.
Yeah.
Because people, let's just say they had a traumatic experience at like 10 years old. Technically, they are still operating from that 10-year-old mindset because they can't really get past that trauma. So your friends and those closest to you, they still see you as the little girl or the little young man that they knew versus the woman that you've grown into.
Yeah.
And again, follow me. There was this guy that I used to talk to when I was about 17, 18 years old. And then I reconnected with him in my 40s. And he was like, oh, you used to like this. And I remember, you like this, don't you? And you like this. And I'm like, I said, how about you get to know the 40-year-old me?
Yeah.
How about you,
yeah.
you know, that 17-year-old little girl, she's not there anymore.
Right.
How about you leave who I used to be and what I used to like in the past and get to know what I like now? Because if at 17, I'm still liking the same exact things, now at 40, something's wrong. But get to know the new me. Get to know, we change daily. I can't look at Eric and expect him, when I met him years ago, and say, well, Eric, you used to do this. Why did you change?
Yeah.
Because if you're not changing, you're not growing. And
that's true.
You know, and so give people the space to grow and get to know the new them,
right.
you know?
And people often remember you by that. They remember you by, a lot of times, friends. They remember you by what you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't see the growth in you. And that's a lot of times, that's why people end up moving, you know, splitting apart or whatever.
Yes.
Because they don't see you as they remember you as somebody in your 20s or whatever, yes, or, you know, teens or 20s or whatever, but they don't see you as somebody in their 40s who's actually elevated completely,
yes,
from whatever it was that they were doing back then.
Yes.
They don't see that.
They
but,
don't see it
you know,
at all.
It's all good, though.
It is all good. It's all good, but it, you have to acknowledge it. One thing I love about me is that I'm not selfish in the regard of it's just me, and so it's only me that I think about.
Yeah.
No, I pay attention to everybody. I pay attention to the world. I pay attention to just everything around me. So I give everybody and everything its own merit. I allow you to grow and be who you are, unless you show me differently. If you show me, hey, I was a thief when you met me, and at this age I'm still thieving and lying.
And lying, yeah.
Then okay, I'm gonna hold you to that. I'm gonna give you the space to grow if you do. But if you still doing the same thing, I'm gonna say, okay, you still you.
You
still you.
You still bring you wherever you are.
Yeah,
you still are. You still
I,
the same.
I definitely you. Have hope and dreams that you would change and that things would be better. But if you still are that and you're still actively doing that, that's fine. But if you have stopped, I'm not gonna look at you and say, well, you used to be a liar. You still lying? No, I'm going to just give you the space to be who you are. Or if you lie again, I'm going to say, okay, well, they're still doing that.
They're still doing that.
You
and
know,
then you,
I'm,
and then at that point, you make a decision on whether or not you want to continue to
yes, but I'm not
going to
hold that umbrella over your head every day that I see you. Be like, oh, he a liar. He a liar.
Yeah.
She a liar. She a liar. Nope, I'm going to give you space to grow. I'm going to give you space. But if you continuously do it, then I'll at each time, I'll say, oh, yeah, he's still lying.
He's still lying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you don't want... And you obviously, because you've elevated, you don't want to involve yourself in anything like that. Or you, again, you make the decision. Everything is about a choice. So
it
you
is.
Make the choice to say, okay, you know what? This is how you are. Okay, cool. I'll choose to do this in response to you doing that or whatever.
Which goes back to it's a form of mental health and health care to remove yourself from the things that are not like what you would want to be around. If you don't want to be around somebody who's doing certain things, you have the opportunity, you have the freedom to remove yourself from it.
Yep.
But if you stay in a situation and you know that they're doing something that you're not comfortable with, now you're jeopardizing your own self, your own boundaries, your own livelihood, because you never know whatever they're doing could affect you. You gotta be intentional and move away from it and remove yourself.
And it can bring you down negatively, which we talked about already. Like, you know, the way people act, the way people, what people say or whatever, it has an impact on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue to allow it into your atmosphere, it will impact you.
Definitely.
So.
Definitely.
I think we're done. Well, we got one more.
Okay,
I got one more question to ask.
I'll take one more.
It's not on here.
Oh, okay.
So.
This one is off the dome.
Off the dome.
Let's see these creative juices flow.
I always ask this question. If you have one thing that you can recommend to the people listening.
Okay.
Or watching, depending on how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a book, it can be a movie, it can be a poem, it can be whatever.
Are you going to ask me all three questions?
No. It's good. It's, if you have one thing to recommend. Now, mind you can...
No, but you normally ask the three questions to your guests.
I do, but...
Just, I only get one? I'll be quick, I promise.
Okay, I'll give you all three of them.
Okay, so the first one is...
What do you do? Now, what do you do? And then the second one is, what do you love to do? No, what do you love to do? What grinds your gears? And then if you had...
Something I could recommend.
Yeah.
Okay, I honestly do love to help people.
Yes, you do.
I always say I like the servant type of aspect. I want to be able to help somebody in any way, any capacity. And he's the same exact way. Literally always a helping hand. But I love helping people. That actually does bring a smile to my face. And what grinds my gears? I always say that if you asked me that, I knew what I would say. But now that I'm actually here, is what grinds my gears.
And it could be something right now. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, in the past or anything like that. But it could be something right now.
Right now, what grinds my gears is the negativity that people speak to either themselves or to those around them. I hate to see when people say something negative about themselves. Like we talked about earlier, I don't know how to save. I'll never be able to save. And I'm just like... Man, I wish I could change a verbiage for you.
I know.
It really grinds my gears because I'm like, if you only knew, just change your word and your life would be different.
Right.
If I could tell anybody, I would tell them, just change your wording. But if I could recommend something to somebody, I would say if you have a relationship with God, and this guy told me this years ago, pick up your Bible, open your Bible, and read it. God has something he wants to say to you. Mm. And this man on my job, I was on my job, he called in, and he asked me, he said, do you believe in God? And I said, yeah. He said, God has something he want to tell you. He said, open your Bible and read it. And I was changed ever since that. And it literally is the truth. If you just take a moment to open your Bible, there's so much revelation in the Bible. There's so much clarity in the Bible. I would just say open your Bible and read it and watch God work.
The fascinating thing about that is there's something for everybody in there.
Literally.
Literally something in there for everybody. You know, and can't nobody tell me God ain't real.
No.
I'm sorry.
And that's another thing that just, it grinds my gears when people say, they'll say stuff and I'm like, so I know things have happened that was undeniable to
you.
But when I was 17, I remember opening my Bible, and one of the first scriptures I saw was, he who readeth and not understand it. I was like, ooh, I closed the Bible. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But that was God. That was nothing but God telling me, hey, no, you may not understand it, but open it up and keep on reading it. You know, and it didn't come back until years later when that man told me that. But it was absolutely necessary. And God honestly did have something he wanted to tell me. So that would be my suggestion. Just open your Bible, read it. It doesn't matter where you start. Just open it and read it. And I pray God leads you to where he wants you to be.
Whatever you need, whatever questions you have,
yes,
whatever
is
holding you back or whatever is filling you up or whatever.
Yeah.
Go to the Bible.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, and I'll make it real quick. I heard a very amazing story earlier today. My uncle, he lives in Texas, and he was trying to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
He had a job at he got offered a job at a bank, and they were going through the background or whatever, and they found some blemishes on his background.
Mm-hmm.
And they told him that he needed to clean it up or whatever in order for him to be employed. Well, he wasn't able to clean it up in time, and he rescinded the offer, right? So he was very sad about it. He was hurt about it. He was like, man, I just don't know what to do or whatever. I said, I didn't say anything about it or whatever because I didn't know about this until he told me. And so he told me the story of how he was in, this happened about 3 weeks ago. And so fast forward to last week, he was in a convenience store. And he saw somebody buying some energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And he just happened to have a conversation. He said, hey man, you know, I love those energy drinks right there. Like, you know, those are really good. And the guy was like, well, you know, let me buy you one or whatever. And so my uncle was like, no, I can get my own or whatever. I just wanted to let you know that these are the best ones to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started having a conversation or whatever. Come to find out, the guy is a contractor that works on, he works for a major corporation or whatever, but he's an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking for people to work with.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, so you mean to tell me that he, and so he was like, the guy was like, okay, well, but let me get it cleared with the boss or the person that's responsible for the project.
Right.
So he got the lady that was responsible for the project on the phone. Come to find out, that lady is a distant cousin of ours.
What?
Mind you, we live in Texas.
Wow.
A distant cousin of ours.
Wow.
And then the lady said, let me get you on the phone, because they started talking more or whatever, and they started kind of like putting pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle said, yeah, you know, my nephew, which is my brother, he sings. He sings, you know, gospel. And the lady was like, oh, let me connect you to my husband real quick.
Wow.
Tell me why the husband is, which I'm not going to say what it is, but
right.
I'll tell you off camera, but
yeah.
The husband ended up being a part of one of the biggest groups of all time.
Wow.
Wrote one of the biggest songs of all time, is the uncle to one of the biggest producers of all time.
Wow.
And so he was like, okay, so, you know, my little brother, my uncle's nephew, and my little brother, now we're all going to be going up there together to have a conversation with him to try to get him, because my brother has been trying to break into the music industry for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that happened because he did not get that job at the bank,
yes,
or whatever. And God placed it in his position not only to find him a job,
yes,
not only to get him a job, but connect him with the lady who's responsible for the job,
mm-hmm,
who happened to be a relative of ours, who connected him to her husband. Can't nobody tell me God ain't real.
And that's the thing, like, I'm going to say this, and then I'll, because I get giddy when I hear stuff like this. His timing is always perfect.
And always impeccable.
They say delayed is not denied, and they ain't never lying.
Not lying about that.
I mean, and that's one of the things that I take pride in. If I get a no or if I get a not right now or whatever, I'm like, oh, okay.
There's a reason.
I trust God enough. I already know whatever he got is way bigger than this, so I'm not even worried.
Yep.
I'm not. And like, people will tell me stuff like about their blessings and their whatever, and I'm like, congratulations. And I know I may seem like monotone or just very downplaying. I'm like, I already knew it, because when I pray for everyone around me, everyone attached to me, y'all gonna win. That's always a prayer. So when I get stuff, I'm like, I know. Thank God. Congratulations. And then I'm like, look, don't take my nonchalantness or as negative. I'm just telling you, I don't get excited when stuff happens, because I already know we're supposed to live a certain way.
We're supposed to be this
way. So when certain things happen, it's like, well, duh.
I mean, it was only a matter of time.
And it takes nothing away from God, because I show gratitude daily. I randomly throughout the day say thank you, and thank you, God, and thank you, God, for just the smallest thing.
Yep.
Gas in my car, didn't catch the red light, like all the lights are green or whatever. I'm very grateful, and I give thanks daily.
Right.
I mean, most of my prayers are always just thank you. It's never asking him for anything. And one last thing, I'm gonna say this. I heard a post, it was Steve Harvey. I don't know if it was AI or not, but it was Steve Harvey's voice, and he said, write down 300 things that you want God to do for you over the next year. And I'm like, 300 things? I can't imagine asking him for 300 things. I say thank you 300 times, but I can't think of 300 things that I would need or want. I just couldn't, in my mind, I couldn't fathom it, because he answers my prayers daily. Just with the simplest things. I can actually drive by myself. I don't need assistance. I brush my own teeth. I don't need the smallest things. I'm so grateful and all of that for it. So I said all of that to say, when I hear stuff, it's just like, oh yeah, I know. That's how he do. That's how my God does. Like,
right.
It is not a surprise to me that happened for you or to you. Because I literally pray everybody connected to me, y'all gonna win. So when something happens, just know.
We already know. Like, all right. I knew already.
Yeah. I already knew. Yeah. And I always talk about this one. Let me tell you one thing I noticed, and I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna stop. When you say, this is Eric, of course. I always wonder why you say, this is Eric, of course. I said, but knowing Eric, because I know how his brain works, he's saying it because y'all don't know his name yet, but y'all gonna know his name, so he's telling you, of course this is Eric. Like, this is Eric. Everybody knows me on a first name basis. Everybody knows him. And I'm just waiting for that day to come. I'm telling you, I always wonder, I'm like, why he always say, this is Eric, of course? And I'm like, I know him. He's speaking it to existence that his name is gonna be a household name.
You know me well. That is exactly why.
I didn't even have to ask you that. 100%
the reason why.
I knew it.
I always say that simply because I know that my time is here already.
Absolutely.
It's already here.
Absolutely.
You know, so I always say that.
I didn't even question. I didn't even ask you, because I'm like, I already know why he's saying that.
You know me already. Y'all know me. Of course. It's me, of course.
Of course. Of course it's Eric.
Right.
It's me.
Angie, you so awesome.
I know. I get it from you. I get it from you.
All right.
Rubbing off on me, y'all.
Where can they find you?
SincerelyAngieM.com.
There we go. Everything
literally
is
everything.
Everything is on there.
Yes.
Like, y'all go check out the website. Please check it out.
Yes.
Please check it out, because there's a wealth of information on there. As I said earlier, is your financial guide is on there too? Not your guide.
Yes,
your
the PDF form.
The PDF form. Yeah, it's still on there. The downloadable form is still on there. Where you can help budget is still on there, y'all. The words of wisdom are still on there. Like, you know, she be dropping hints, she be dropping gems.
I try.
Yeah, and a lot of times it don't be a long post or anything. Sometimes it be like short little blurbs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's on her mind, she just says it.
Yes.
And it resonates with people. It resonates with me.
Yeah.
And it's not because I know you, it's not because I've been friends with you, but it's because it's really good information.
Yes. And one thing I'll tell y'all, I don't promote myself a lot, but with the website, when you go to SincerelyAngieM.com, all you have to do is subscribe with your email address. I send out one blog post to your email a month. Just one email.
Just one.
I mean, JCPenney, Macy's, all of those places send out emails every single day.
Twice a day.
One a month. So subscribe. I would really appreciate that. And it's basically, you can get the blog post to your email. you don't even have to come to the website. It'll come to your email every month, right. And then you click on it to read more, and you know, that's it. So I would just ask y'all to just please subscribe with your email. Thank you in advance. I appreciate y'all.
Please do it, y'all. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth every penny. Yeah. And like I always say, it's worth the price of admission.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
All right. Until the next time, y'all. I am Eric with EC Convos. Thank you so much. This has been a long episode. I may break this into two episodes.
You definitely can.
Yeah, I may do that.
Because we're well over an hour.
Yeah, so. Well over an hour. But it's all great information, though, y'all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So. All right, y'all. Peace.
Bye.